and we came down to see the train.
Your celebration.
Oh, yes.
Where would the railroad come from?
It came from Macon.
Macon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was a great thing. And on Sunday afternoons, after Sunday school, we all went down to the depot to see the train go through. That was a great event.
And I imagine the old steam engines must have been magnificent.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We had several trains. We had about 2 passenger trains a day. And then the freight trains. Mm-hmm. And then they began to build sawmills out this way. We had a sawmill about 2 miles here. And we had a track going through there to that sawmill. And it later became a railroad. And it goes to Adel and Moultrie. It belongs to the Southern system, you know. We had stock in G.S. Smith. That was George Southern Harbor. And you know, my sister destroyed all that stuff. We got nothing out of it.
Is that right? There used to be a college here, wasn't there?
Yes, it was a Methodist College.
Mm-hmm.
And
junior. 2 years.
2 years.
And a professor,
high school. Uh-huh. And how long ago was that closed?
1927.
Was it financially, was it financial trouble, was that it? Or?
They moved it to Pensacola.
Oh,
and it went dead down there.
I see. Mm-hmm.
It belonged to the Methodist. The way it was, the town was bonded to build a high school for the town. They built a high school and sold it to the Methodist Conference for $1. And the Methodist Conference moved it to Valdosta, and that lost out. It was a secondary school, you know. We had Norman Park was a Baptist school. It's supported by the Baptists, and it's still going.
So this is the most wonderful spirit. The group of alumni that I ever saw. They still have the reunion.
They come here.
Every November.
Hmm.
And you. Have you ever heard.
That long.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a college classes doing that?
Not since. How many years ago was that? 43.
Yeah, that's right.
That's remarkable.
It is the most wonderful.